This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Later today, the Obama administration will announce a new initiative against Medicare and Medicaid fraud. And they're taking a kind of a new approach this time, teaming up with private insurers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with me live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So what does the administration have in mind?
Well, Jeff, the headline here is the administration is going to work with insurance companies to ferret out fraud. Attorney General Eric Holder and Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius are spearheading this. And their plan is for federal investigators and private insurers to look at claims data for Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance. And this is a rare instance where the government and private sector are actually working together.
So tell me a little more about the kind of fraud that they're looking for.
Well, they're looking for patterns. For example, if a doctor billed for more than 24 hours a day, that might be a problem. I talked with Vivian Ho about this. She's a healthcare economist at Rice University. And she says investigators also compare healthcare providers in a given area.
So if there is one particular provider who is providing a much higher rate of expensive diagnostic tests, say 400 or 500% more of those diagnostic tests relative to other providers in the area, then that's a signal that there is something suspicious going on.
Nancy, how big a problem is the fraud they're going after here?
Well, Ho says the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services estimates that as much as $70 billion of the claims it pays out every year are fraudulent. Hmm. And Ho also says for every dollar the government spends investigating fraud, it gets $17 back.
Very interesting. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.